The mayor has long lamented a dearth of participation in public meetings, so much so that even the Columbus Republic newspaper issued an editorial calling on citizens to be more civically involved. This week, they were, creating standing-room-only conditions during a meeting on the city's future plans for road improvements. The only problem, says Mayor Armstrong, is that the same paper which issued the call to action may also have delayed publication of the plan's details.
The newspaper did a great job the day before the meeting. Front page spread, pretty large article, which was actually pretty detailed and did a pretty good job, except that article should have been in the newspaper, 3 weeks ago.
Called for comment on the mayor's statement, Republic editor Bob Gustin declined. Nonetheless, the large crowd forced the city council to table its discussion of the plan until September. The topic Armstrong says he thought would be of the most concern, adding as many as 15 roundabouts to city streets, didn't even come up. But the mayor says he has already fielded some post-meeting comments on the topic, as well as addressing it personally with some constituents.
I've received two emails on that this morning already, that we don't need any more of them daggone roundabouts. They don't work, and they're too little, and they're this, and they're that. And it's sort of like the other day I talked to a gentleman who really likes roundabouts, and he said, the problem is our roundabout that we have is too small, and you have to go too slow. And I said, duh.
Speaking on WFIU's Ask the Mayor, Armstrong says there will likely be more public hearings, including opportunities for citizen input on the road plan, before the September council meeting. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.